Now,
my friend did for me, little boy. He carried it to the post office for me.
Well, now.
Oh, man. You
getting real tired?
No.
Oh.
Just trying to think.
Well, we're real quick, not much time. Now, especially in the old days, people.
Now, you got a skeeter?
I think I just.
Oh, my goodness, where'd he come from? Through
that
crack. Well, I get him sometimes.
Okay.
Get him.
Now that might be an old leftover one though, because I don't know.
He wouldn't follow you that far.
I didn't know I might have brought him with me. You never know. Like in the old days, if you were to stay overnight in a strange town, you'd have to stay in a
hotel.
And now the place where people would go to see a movie, you'd call it a
theater.
And now, of course. They don't do this much now, but when they go to catch a train, they go down to the
depot. Now, Mama, what is that? She say, I wish you'd ask some more questions. She says, that's where you get on the train, on and off the train, and get your tickets at the depot. Uh-huh. I said, depot.
Oh.
One day I had to spell it in school, and I called it depot, and the teacher just died laughing.
Oh.
She said, Annie, honey, said, that's called depot.
Oh.
D-O-P-O-T, what?
Yeah.
What? I said, it's
depot.
It. She said, honey, the T is silent. I said, oh.
Well, you don't have any way of knowing that. There's not much of any way to know that.
Lord, depot.
That's for sure. Now, another name for depot or depot, sometimes what they call it, a rail...
Road.
Railroad station, they
call it? Railroad station, yes.
Now, I was wondering, in that old picture you have, or that picture of the old courthouse, what would they call that grassy area around the courthouse?
Lawn.
Oh, the lawn. Mm-hmm.
It's still around there now.
Oh, it is? Well, I didn't notice it.
Yeah, that new jail. I know the judge real well. I've been knowing him since he was a boy.
Oh.
One of these, if I could walk and didn't worry somebody to death, I'd love to go all around that place.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't hardly walk, and I don't like to worry my boy and nobody else to go with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I was all over the old courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe before I leave, you can go over there with me and walk around there. I'll be glad to help you get around. I've never been in there, but I can go sometime. If you were walking down the street, or walking down the road, and instead of going straight down the road, you cut across the field like at an angle, you'd say that you were walking... If you cut
across.
Mm-hmm. And you'd call that like that angle, that direction you were walking. You'd say you were walking
east if I were going that way.
Sometimes.
Which way is it now? That's not the right answer, though.
Well, I know another way to get at it. If you had a table and you placed it across the corner of the room.
Oh,
catty-cornered. Yeah. You are so good. Yeah. Have you ever heard of a word like anti-goblin? Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
What would that mean?
That means crosswise.
Crosswise?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-goblin. Instead of going straight, you go anti-goblin this way.
Uh-huh.
Means you'd go out the way of where you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
Go, it means a shorter cut through. Where
oh,
you
shortcut
go.
Through.
Through, mm-hmm. Shortcut through what it means. Or, no, that doesn't mean. That means crosswise, like you say, going yonder way. Anti-goblin means this way.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Instead of going straight to Mr. Kimball, you go and goddling around this way.
I see. Yeah. You're
what my young'un?
Huh?
My brothers learned me a whole lot.
Oh, they did. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Well, I've heard these things, and
I'm
asked them. Sometimes I think of them. Sometimes I miss.
Mm-hmm. These things you haven't thought about in so long. I mean, what about a